Hello everyone, I'm Fathi Ben Issa, bringing you a roundup of what's trending in the Middle East and beyond. A former Boeing employee known for raising concerns about the aircraft maker's production and safety standards has been found dead in the U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina. John Barnett, who worked for Boeing for 32 years until his retirement in 2017, had been given evidence in a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. A coroner in Charleston said he died from an apparent self-inflicted wound. Kate Middleton is still among the top trends today. The Princess of Wales has apologized for, quote, any confusion over a digitally altered family photograph that was released to mark Mother's Day. The image of the princess and her children was the first to be issued since her abdominal surgery in January. It was withdrawn by international agencies over suspicions it had been manipulated. Al Ain have ended Cristiano Ronaldo's aspirations in the Asian Champions League, denying Al Nassr a place in the quarterfinals after a dramatic clash in Riyadh. Despite a 4-3 result in the extra time, Ronaldo failed to save his side's first leg deficit, and the Emirati team claimed victory in a penalty shootout. And finally, Novak Djokovic has been knocked out of the Indian Wells Masters in one of the biggest upsets of the season. The world number one was stunned in the third round of the tournament by lucky loser Luca Nardi. The 20-year-old Italian, who regards Djokovic as his idol, played the match of his life to defeat the Serbian in 3 sets. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.